Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Well, welcome, welcome. We welcome everybody to our weekly life fest of the Transformation Cafe. I'm one of the regular diners here at the cafe, Robin Misevich, and we just want to welcome you to the table. And Mr. Jamie is, again, one of our regular, he just gets at that table ready to have the conversation. Hey, Jamie, how are you doing tonight?
This is Jamie calling from Seattle.
There we go. Very good. Tonight we have a guest chef in the house. We have Miss Veronica Torres. So excited. Just to give you guys a little background on, like, how does Robin know Veronica? About a month ago, she had a whole bunch of stuff going on YouTube. She's got a lot of stuff on YouTube. If you just put Veronica Torres up there and be able to see some of her wonderful YouTube. She's just very generous with her information out there. And I am so excited. She has just published another one of her books, the 12th book. It's called Discovering You book that she has going on there. So and let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about Veronica. She's based in Sonora, California, and is a channel of the Elohim since 2002, both in public and private sessions. And she offers public channeling sessions 5 times a month. She usually does it on Wednesday nights, which is really, really wonderful. And then there's some weekend events she does as well, so maybe we'll have her talk about that. The session is with the different internet stuff. You can go to www.elohim, which is ELOHEIM.com. And Veronica's history is interesting and varied, working from 750 hours from a talk radio host. She's also has ownership in a rock and roll memorabilia store, networking director of a holistic practitioners group, and producer of a well-being expos, marketing, and social networking for a band and jewelry designer, and also herself. She does a very, very good job at her little marketing. And the people that she channels, is her council is comprised of 7 different groups, which hopefully she'll tell us a little bit about those as well. The Guardians, the Girls, the Visionaries, the Matriarchs, the Elohim, the Warrior, and Fred. And Fred actually is just, to me, it's funny because she says that most people just think he's really fabulous. And so if anybody's interested in stuff like that, we will see what Veronica has to say. So thank you for being on, coming up and hanging out at the cafe.
I'm so happy to be with you tonight. It's very fun. I like the
We just have a really good time. So, you know, we might want to call the waiter over and we'll see if we can get an appetizer going on here. Maybe we should get a pitcher of sangria. What do you think? what do you think, Jamie? Some nachos and sangria tonight? What do you think? We'll just have the waiter go check that out for us. He just wasn't in it. Okay, maybe I dropped him. Sometimes with Seattle, you know, knowing if he's there or not. So, I had the delight of having an experience with Frank and also with the Elohim the other day. We did a core emotion process, and I was wondering if you could tell them a little bit about that. It's something that you offer on a private level.
Yeah, you know, the core emotion is something Elohim came up with, oh, goodness, maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And basically what it does is identifies the theme that you came into this lifetime to explore. And everyone's is unique, and it's unique to this lifetime. And it's operating. Each person has one, and it's always operating. And what Elohim is able to do is help you become conscious of it so that you can work with it. Because the core emotion is present in every action, thought, moment. Every single moment of every single day of your life, it's active. And if you know what's going on and you know how to work with it, then you can use that for your spiritual growth. And the process tends to answer long-standing questions like, why does this keep happening to me? How come I have a problem at work and I can solve it, but I can't solve the same problem in my home life? Things like that that are these lingering issues tend to get really, really clear after you have a core emotion session. They're extremely powerful.
Yeah. And one thing I found really significant with mine was, like you were sharing, that it's just a matter of, you know, that thing that just seems like you're standing in your way. You're standing in your own way for not having things moving in your life the way you want to. And this is really a wonderful way of being able to have something that a brand new tool and a new perspective that really helps you to move forward with all that kinds of stuff. So tell us a little bit about your book, Discovering You.
Yeah, it just came out today. The ebook version is out today, and
yay,
it's a shorter book.
That's exciting.
I know, it's thrilling, isn't it? It's a shorter book, so I put it at the price of $1.49, so it's really affordable for just about everybody. And this book, what happened is I had a private session with a gal who is a very spiritual person but isn't that familiar with the Elohim work. And just it was like a perfect storm of her being so available and so open and so ready, and Elohim having the needing to really explain things in a different level because she was not as familiar with some of their tools and some of their concepts. So it was 50 minutes of Elohim guiding her through as she brought up issues and concerns about, you know, basically doing too much for other people, feeling like her life is out of balance, feeling like she can't get her center back, feeling like she can't figure out why she's on the planet or what she's supposed to do or how to, you know, get her mojo back, basically. And
right.
I think a lot of women especially, men too, but especially women have that feeling of, how can I take care of me and take care of my life? And this book, because of the way the session unfolded, Elohim explained 12 different tools. You know, they have hundreds of these tools that they've given us over the years for spiritual development and spiritual growth. And they just explained 12, and it was they built on each other as the session went along. So as the thing was happening, I was so stunned by the power of it that I knew that this would be the first private session I ever made into a book, and I got permission from her to do so. This isn't something I normally do. Private sessions are private sessions, but she gave me permission, and it is fabulous. It's fabulous, and I'm thrilled that it got finished today just for our interview. This is the big announcement, and it's on Amazon.com. And you can find it. The name is Discovering You, and all my books are available. If you just search for Elohim and the Council or Veronica Torres, you'll find all my books on Amazon.
Well, and for $1.49, you get 12 tools. I mean, you know, I think that's probably one of the best deals on the planet. What do you think?
And you get 68. thank you. You get 68 definitions of terms and concepts, 12 tools, and the entire transcript of her 50-minute session.
Wow, that's
so it's like 13,000 words.
It just kind of dawned on me. I'm like, there's probably people who are listening in or people who have done this that are coming back on demand, and they're like, who the heck are the Elohim? So maybe we should maybe step back a little bit and review that a second. So.
Sure. Elohim is one of the groups that I channeled. They're the first one I ever started channeling, so I've been channeling them since 2002. And Elohim's purpose is to offer tools, like we were just talking about, to help you leave the fear-based operating system and start living from a consciousness-based perspective, breaking habits, and letting you really take ownership of the fact that you're a creator. Now, a lot of teachers talk about you create your reality and all these sorts of things, but the thing that really people tell me sets Elohim's work apart is they have specific things. Is this happening in your life? Do these simple, very simple, easy to remember, easy to apply things to transform them underlying energetic so that you can start to have change happen in your life. And, you know, Elohim is really known for being, ironically, very down to earth, very, very kind of that guy next, you know, that your best friend or your guy at the next door. Or I always think of him kind of like the familiarity that people get with him is kind of like on that show Cheers, you know, with Norm that would sit on the same bar stool and always be there, you know. And it's like that he's not like Norm, but that feeling of no matter what, you can always go and Norm's going to have something to say to you about what's going on. Sometimes I feel that kind of buddy-buddy energy from Elohim and that real earthiness that people like. And so this new book really conveys that and also shows people a lot about the kind of work we do. So I'm extremely happy to have it out.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, you know, spending that $1.49 and checking it out myself and let you know.
I sure appreciate
it. definitely look forward to that kind of thing, too. So tell everybody, what if somebody's feeling uncomfortable with the idea of that you're saying that you're channeling this Elohim people? How do you handle people who are a little concerned about that, just the whole concept of channeling, per se?
Yeah, you know, channeling is where I can set my personality aside to allow my guides to use my voice to share their message. So it's not possession. It only happens when I say so, and it ends when I say so, and it begins when I say so. So it is a collaboration. And, you know, we all have guides. We all have unseen, non-physical helpers. Some people like to call them angels. Some people like to call them guides. Some people like to call them their higher self. Whatever word you like to associate with it, you're in contact with non-physical beings that are assisting you, that are available to assist you. I've developed the skill where that assistance, instead of it just being maybe me hearing it in my mind or feeling it in my body in some way, I'm able to let them use my voice. So we all have this. We're all doing it. It's that thing you get in the shower. You know, where you're in the shower, and all of a sudden the answer comes to you. The light bulb goes on. You get the aha. These things all represent receiving insight outside of your mind, outside of your thinking. And,
you know,
and go ahead.
I was going to ask, what is it about the shower?
It's the, because you're in,
like,
there.
I always wanted to invent some kind of a waterproof, eraser board or something to write on all these great ideas in the shower. I think that would be a great, everybody needs one of those in their shower. They can start writing ideas.
Well, it's one of those things where enough of your brain is being occupied doing something that you don't actually have to think about, that it opens you up, I think.
Right.
It opens you up, and it your brain is busy, and it opens up room for insight to come in. You know, that's what Elohim calls it, is insight from your soul. So the idea here is that a lot of times habit and what we call baggage and static, which is, you know, your baggage is the stuff you bring forward in your life, maybe from your days, where, you know, you've got this, like, load of stuff that you lead with in conversations. I had a bad childhood, or I had a bad marriage. That's the kind of baggage stuff. And the static is when you're in a moment with someone, what you generate in that moment that's not conscious or is low vibrational, or maybe we can just even say negative. So what Elohim says is that the tools help you clear, break habits and clear baggage and clear static, so that then there's some room. It's like making room on the hard drive of your computer to put new information on. So there's room for your soul's insight to be able to actually fit, literally, to fit.
Mm-hmm. One thing I liked about when we go back for a second and talk about the core emotions is the way that it was described to me during my session was that it was kind of like a virus protector that kind of runs in the back part of your whole patterning of everything of this lifetime that you have going on, and you're not even really aware that it's actually functioning, but yet it's there on a constant level. Every moment, every second of your life, you've got it going.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, those core emotion sessions are just out of this world, literally. They're so powerful. I feel like just honored to witness them occurring. I had somebody come to me, more than once this has happened, people have come and they've said, God, I have so many questions, I have 3 pages of questions. And I'm like, well, you know, it's only a 50-minute session, so let's do your core emotion instead of asking all those questions, because we'll never get through them all. We do the core emotion, and they say, oh, my God, that answered every single question on my list. That's a really common reaction. People will say, that answered every single question I had.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a tool that you can use for the rest of your life. So instead of it being, you know, should I do this and getting a yes, no, or getting some kind of information, it's an actual tool that you can chew on and use and grow with and develop your relationship to for the rest of your life. And, you know, folks that have been in the Elohim community for a while, you know, we will say to each other, oh, there's my core emotion, because it's so infused in your world that it will be with you for the rest of your life, and you can start using it. Instead of it being this habitual, unaware thing, it can be something you can consciously work with.
Mm-hmm. Well, one good thing, too, is I love the fact that you can make it an empowering thing as opposed to something that's a negative that's kind of, like, confusing you in your life patterns and things that you have going on. So
Elohim's all about that. Yeah, empowering you.
Mm-hmm.
Empowering, that's for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So, Mr. Jamie, you've got any question for Ms. Veronica here?
Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay, my phone kind of cut out a little bit.
You're good to go. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Okay.
I didn't get the first part of
the introduction for Veronica.
Well, is he gone again?
I don't know. He keeps going back and forth. So maybe there's something going on in Seattle we need to know about. Okay. Or maybe we don't need to know about it. It seems like he's still there, but he goes in and out. So Anyway, okay, that's probably good. Like, usually, normally, he's asking pretty good questions. So I'm like, hey, what happened to Jamie tonight? So we have some technical difficulties on the other side of the table going on there. He's too busy taking out the sangria.
I guess so.
So tell us a little bit more about some of these other books that you have, these 12 books. It's amazing.
Yeah,
what
we have
I
so many.
Impressed is it seems like you pretty much did all of these within the last, like, 11 or 12 months, right?
I started in February of 2011. See, I've been doing weekly channeling sessions for almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 10 years in September. And for the last over 3 years now, they've been transcribed. So I have tons of material, literally like 3 million words of transcribed
mm-hmm.
material. And I've always wanted to make books, and I just never quite knew how you go about it and all that stuff. And finally, with the advent of self-publishing and the ability to use Amazon to publish your own books and a lot of self-education and a great team, we sorted it all out. And in February of 2011, I said, you know, I'm going to make a book, and at the end of this month, whatever I've got done, we're going to publish. That's how we're going to make sure we do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we started publishing books at the beginning of March in 2011 with our first book, The Choice for Consciousness, Tools for Conscious Living, Volume 1, which is, of course, as we've been talking about, some of Elohim's tools. And we just went from there. So now we have Choice for Consciousness 1 and 2. We have What Will Happen in 2012 and Beyond. We have The Journey of Consciousness, A Warrior's Tale, which is all, the whole book is by one of the groups that I work with, The Warrior. It's fabulous. I love that book. And then what I started doing is taking the transcripts of the sessions and putting them into books chronologically. So the Homo Spiritus sessions includes 8 transcripts in each book, which makes them 450 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
So they're huge. And
mm-hmm.
I have 4 of those now. And today we have Discovering You. I think I said them all. Did I say them all? I'm pretty sure I said them all.
I think you did. Good girl.
Remembering all the council members' names and remembering all the names of the books, it's kind of a challenge. And right
yeah,
now,
I bet.
I'm starting another series, and I intend to, if all goes as planned, we'll publish about 10 more books this year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that you've got the system down, it's like totally... You know, you figured out the system. That's very good. So just let's talk a little bit about 2012. What are
mm-hmm.
they saying about? Well, from what I've heard, it's just a point of consciousness that a lot of people have been focusing on. So it seems like you're making a big sense. It's kind of like a holiday or something. You'd make more of an impression about that day or that kind of point in time as opposed to just having it be like any other time because everybody's kind of looking at that point. It makes it more
yeah.
significant.
That's one of the ways Elohim has described it. You know, they say July 4th is an important day in America because you all decided it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've decided
mm-hmm.
you stop at red lights and you've decided you go at green lights. You've all decided that. They weren't
mm-hmm.
inherently important. So the 2012 thing, for long, 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 long time, especially in the lightworker community, has meant something big's going down.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not something big goes down, there's an energetic opportunity to use that as a focus point. Like, wow, if it's really true that there's an energetic buildup to December 2012, then it kind of gives people this sense. One of the ways Elohim's described it is, look, if the Olympics are going to be on July 12th, 2012, then you better start building stuff earlier than that. And you build up to that deadline. And humans do tend to respond to deadlines. Whether we like
mm-hmm.
that fact about ourselves or not, we do tend to. So Elohim has said, look, whether or not that day is actually a big day, you can use it as a big day by letting
mm-hmm.
it help you focus your energies. And so they say use that energy for personal transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, energetic shifts are happening really, really fast these days. There's a lot of change going on. I see a lot of people who've been on the spiritual path for a long time having big, big, big transformations. So I think there's something really real about that.
Yeah, I think so, too. And you just, you know, it's that whole thing about be careful what you think about because you're going to get it. And that's
mm-hmm.
that definitely, you know, seems to be coming to pass. And along with that, too, is just, you know, coming from that certain level of coming from the golden rule and everybody, you know, be careful what you're as you seek to be putting things out. And we kind of walked over it really quickly. But I know that the Elohim with a lot of the messages you've been giving lately have been talking about static. You want
yeah.
to talk maybe a little bit about that a little bit for people to be up to speed on what this
sure.
whole static issue is.
It's just a shortcut way of describing the stuff that gets generated in a conversation that's not supportive of growth, let's call it. It's that stuff, mm-hmm. you know, you show up and maybe you push somebody's buttons. Even though you know you're pushing them, you still push them. Or mm-hmm. maybe you bring up something that you know, it's like you say it in an unconscious way, or you say it in a smarmy way, or you just add static. It's the perfect word. You add static between you and the other person through usually fears and habits. So fears and habits say, defend yourself here, don't be open-hearted here, don't take a risk here. You know, all that builds up static between the two of you. And what ends up happening is it has an impact on your physical body. You know, you just don't feel good in conversations like that. And then it also requires you to look at transformation of that. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes when you're in those kinds of situations and you're doing those staticky things, you can create tension in a relationship that you can, you know, can cause further issues in that relationship. Elohim said something the other day that I think illuminates this that I thought was really neat. They said, you know, when you love someone, when you're in a loving relationship with them, you know what their buttons are, but you don't push them.
Mm-hmm.
And what that allows the other person to do is to be vulnerable and open and honest about what's true for them without being in fear that you're going to use it against them. Mm-hmm. And I think that we do sometimes have a tendency to do that kind of stuff to each other. And mm-hmm. that is a perfect example of generating static. You know, if your partner has some kind of issue about their appearance and you make some kind of a comment about their appearance, it's like, okay, how's that helpful? That's causing some static, and it's making it even harder. But people tend mm-hmm. to fall into those patterns, and that's one of the things that Elohim's really talking about, is stop making static.
Right.
And the problem
as long
comes...
And coming, too, is from a level of just being light workers and really coming to encourage and just be models on whatever level that we can be of the oneness on the planet. And, just,
mm-hmm.
you know, like everybody, we don't have to make comments about anybody on
mm-hmm.
levels of things that just aren't necessarily useful or helpful for, you know, because a lot of that's just, you know, judgment.
Yeah, judgments is one of the big static generators.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment
mm-hmm.
causes a lot of static. And it's really interesting when you look at a judgment that you have about someone, it almost always is something that you're uncomfortable with in yourself.
Right.
And that's another,
right.
that's a way to look at it. Like, I want to say this about that person. If I, instead of saying it about them and creating static between us, I ask myself, why does that thing bug me? And what part of me is woken up by seeing it in another?
Mm-hmm.
Elohim has this tool called script holding, and they like us to imagine that, you know, our entire world is a play and we're the director and the star. And
mm-hmm.
by our actions, we tell people what page of the script to turn to.
Mm-hmm.
And then they react by our actions. Our internal world creates mm-hmm. our external experience. So as we're here going, oh, yeah, okay, I'm gonna judge you. Then you're inviting the person to, you know, have a response to that judgment.
Wow.
When you could say, what about me is actually being lit up by this? And then learn something about yourself. You don't generate static, and then you make the opportunity for the conversation to go someplace other than the place that you know it's going to go if you do judgment on them. Right? You know where
right.
that's going to lead. Nothing new down that road. We've all walked
yeah.
it a million times. So
exactly.
that's a big
yeah.
part of the Elohim message, is breaking those habits that always end up just where you know they're going, and it's someplace you
yeah.
don't need to go.
So you've been doing this since 2002.
I have.
Is that true? Okay.
That's correct.
So
uh-huh.
have you really, well, this is probably, I'm just gonna ask questions. It sounds like this is probably a silly question. But just the level of the message of where we were in 2002 and where we are 10 years later,
yeah.
you know, what seems to be like just the major, what was the basic message when you first started?
Yeah, you know, when I first started, it was kind of funny because I used to call it the boyfriends and dead relatives. The people who would come to the meeting, that's all they wanted to talk about. They wanted to say, is the guy I met in the store going to be my husband? If I get asked that, I mean, I was just like, really? You have no idea how many times I got asked that. And then it would be, you know, my aunt died 3 years ago. What's she doing? Or
uh-huh.
something like that. So it was the boyfriends and dead relatives questions for a really long time, where,
uh-huh.
you know, we didn't really talk about bigger, deeper issues. And as it grew and evolved over time, you know, like recently we've talked about living fractally and what that means and these different levels of living that they have come up with and the idea of what it will be like to know the oneness and what it's like to have sort of this living from aha to aha, what it's like to have a completely new relationship to the survival instinct, what it's like to not have triggers run your life and have it run your life. So it really has gotten into a very profound place, and it all builds on each other. It all builds on each other. That's what I really love, is that it's a curriculum, if you would, over years that builds on itself.
Well, one thing that I've really appreciated since I've gotten to start, you know, listening to it, because I actually joined the community. It's about $10 a month to be a member with Veronica's messages that she has. And it's basically you get all five messages that she provides every month. And just like we're sharing about, the level of ahas, and it's pretty much just like I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I knew that, but I didn't know why. I didn't even know that was something that I resonated with. So it's kind of coming from that level of wisdom that's within yourself or just with people in general. And what I always love, which is just showing that it totally comes from spirit, it's always at that appropriate moment or, you know, you've got a theme going on for 2 or 3 weeks of things that you're learning, depending on what it is, and it goes right in line with those things. You can tell you're just in sync with a lot of other things happening synchronistically with the universe. I mean,
yeah.
You want to put that on, you know, we're in the Transformation Cafe, and it's what's on the table right now, you know, depending what the meal is. We're all consuming certain bowls of lessons and things like that, if you want to put it in a metaphoric meal time kind of thing. So it's just really, really interesting to, you know, and it's just like the way that I found you was just kind of an ironic thing, because I had joined a bunch of different YouTube, channels, and you ended up being a guest with this other people. Maybe I can talk about that for a second, about how you got that happening. That really helped you to kind of move to a different level with people knowing you.
Yeah, you know, I get are you referring to the MZIA people? I'm not sure which one that you saw.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they reached out to me and wanted an interview, and we did a great video interview. It was a lot of fun, and a lot of people have seen that interview, and it really has given me a connection to a whole different community of people, very international. Like within a week, I heard from people from Moscow, Chile, various parts of the UK, a couple people from South Africa, just within a week of that interview going live. So I always had people internationally, but the numbers jumped up significantly when that interview went out. And, you know, I have over 300 free videos on YouTube. My YouTube page is Elohim Channel. So it's youtube.com/Elohim Channel. That interview is there, as well as over 300 other videos. So there's tons of material that
would
people can
access.
That,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
E-L-O-H-E-I-M. E-L-O-H-E-I-M.
Okay.
Channel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so there's
once you go there, you've got all the different ones you can click onto and stuff. And if you go to the top, it'll show all the series of different things that are out there. So we're down to about a minute and a half here. Anything, Veronica, that you want to make sure that the listeners are knowing about and how they can get a hold of you if they want to have a private session?
Yes, that'd be great. They can get on my website is elohim.com, and there's a link there for private sessions. You can get on my booking site and find out what days I have available. I also have a retreat planned for this Labor Day weekend coming up in Sonoma, California, at a beautiful retreat center. I still have room in that. That'll be our inaugural retreat to celebrate 10 years with Elohim and also to use that 2012 energy we talked about. So I'd love to have people come for that. And as you mentioned, we have the $10 a month plan, which gets you the audio recordings and the video replays of all of the meetings we have each month, which is typically 5 or 6. So you get, you know, they're usually about an hour and a half long. So you get almost 10 hours of material for $10. Pretty cheap.
Very
I try to
good.
Keep the price
and
really affordable.
It's like one of those things you can listen to it over and over and over again until you really get it. That's one thing I love about recorded stuff. It's like, oh, okay, let me listen to that tomorrow again, because I know I can get something at a certain level there. So, well, this half hour goes so quickly. So hopefully we can
sure
have
does.
You on again, Veronica. Love to have you coming on and letting us know what you've got going on. Hey, I'm like, every time you're ready to just launch a new book, how about that? We'll just say that.
Perfect. That sounds like a great plan to me.
Talking about that kind of stuff. So,
Beautiful. I'd love to do that. Thank you so much for having me. It was
keeping
great.
Keeping in touch with that. Well, thank you so much, and we will see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe.
Good night.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.